Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week, where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Listen, good day to Grenada, Caracou, Petit Martinique, those of you listening across the Caribbean. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. It's another beautiful day here in St. George's, and for all who are preparing for the carnival and everything else, we welcome you, welcome all our visitors. Today we have Inside Finance, and I will be speaking to Mr. Kerry Pierre. Many of you know him, head of the Debt Management Unit in the Ministry of Finance. And we have some questions for him. You've been here again, you're becoming the famous one with me, but a lot of explaining of good things for us in understanding our debt, which many persons wonder, what kind of debt government have and what are they doing with all this debt and how are they managing the debt? They have been doing very well in managing the debt, so he'll be talking to us about that today. Hey, Kerry, welcome back to Inside Finance.
Thank you, and pleasant good day to you and to all of our listeners. It's always a pleasure to be here.
How are you keeping up?
Well, we're doing the best that we can. I personally am I'm okay. I'm not complaining. As I usually tell people, I'm fair to fine with a few scattered shows, and that's life.
How long have you been within the department where you are now?
Well, Ministry of Finance, I've been with the Ministry of Finance since 2005, but I've only recently moved to the Debt Management Unit in February of this year, so I haven't been there that long. However, I must say that given the strategy that has been taken by the Ministry of Finance from years ago, we do a lot of cross-training. So while I was new to the Debt Management Unit, I was not new to debt.
Oh, so you already were part of doing and planning and through the steps that was happening, so you were okay by the time you arrived.
Yeah, when I got there, I think I already had my feet wet in debt matters, you know, budget, debt, inland revenue. You know, we all tend to work together, especially around budget time,
right?
You know, to get all of the information together to prepare the budget. You know, I would have done some training in debt management and the utilization of the debt management software and so. So it wasn't completely new.
Okay. Now, what has been happening at the Debt Management Unit since we last spoke, which was about a month ago?
Something a little more than that.
What has been going on there?
Well, the Debt Management Unit has been very, very busy. We recently completed a training that was facilitated by the IMF as well as the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. This training was centered around what was called an investor relations program, building an investor relations program. Grenada is the first island to benefit from this training. And it was recognized that if we're going to continue working on building and developing the regional government securities market, the sale and purchase of government securities, T-bills and treasury bonds, that we needed to take a more aggressive stance in terms of reaching out to persons and informing persons. We're talking about the sale of millions and millions of dollars of government securities. You know, we recently rolled out a $25 million or reissued.
If you hear a heavy chuckle, just pause the pass. All right, so start back with you.
So we recently would have gone to the securities market and reissued $25 million of government debt. So when you think about the volume of debt that is being traded on the securities market, and it's being traded by government with many different investors, you know, from all over the world, because you can have investors coming from all over the world. You recognize that there is a need to have better relations with the investors. For example, we recognize the need to have better relations with our investors. For example, with the Treasury bill that we just reissued Monday, to be exact, you have a number of different investors. And these investors can change every time you go to the securities market, because investor A might decide, well, I no longer want to buy bonds this year, and you may have a new investor coming in, you know, and these people won't make investment choices if they don't have the proper information to go with it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, from a government perspective, as the issuer of these bonds and bills, you know, it was recognized that there is a need to have better communication,
information,
and interaction with our investors. We need to keep them up to date as to what is happening from a debt management perspective. What is happening in the country? You know, are we having, you know, the sort of economic growth and development that would, you know, form the bedrock, you know, that give them that security that, yes, government will be able to service this T-bill when it becomes due in the next 365 days or in the next 91 days, or a bond. You may have a two-year bond. You know, will the country still be on that path of stable economic growth? You know, so that investment relation program was a very, very good training session. We actually had a number of different departments participating, because it's not just the debt unit.
Okay.
You have the debt unit, you have the Central Statistics Office, you have Foreign Affairs, you have the IT component. You know, so there are a lot of different players involved. Some people may ask, why Foreign Affairs? Well, Foreign Affairs, we have our consulates abroad.
Mm-hmm.
You may have investors who want information on Grenada. Who do they turn to?
Mm-hmm.
It's not always just going to the internet and seeing if you can get information. You may want to speak to someone face to face.
Right.
You know, so if we empower our consulates to be able to speak on our behalf, then there's a lot to be gained.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so one of the outputs of this particular program is the preparation of, you know, what we may call an investor relations presentation. It could be in the form of a little booklet, could be in the form of a little video, you know, where we speak to our investors and we inform them as to what is going on. And the information flows both ways. In speaking with the investors, I may learn that, look, this investor is looking for investment opportunities, not so much in the short term. He may want to invest in something that is longer than 91 days. He may want to put his money into an investment that lasts 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I can now consider, if there's one investor here with X amount of dollars that is looking to invest for 5 years, let me get a feel of the market and see whether or not there are others. And I might be able to now produce, you know, for the market, a bond that is a 5-year bond. You know, so I get a sense of what the appetite is out there.
Right.
And they get a sense of, you know, what government is doing.
What else has been happening? I know that a lot is happening. I'm keeping on that subject because I'm sure that you may have some deep things that are going on within that we don't know about.
Okay, well, like I mentioned, we just roll over or reissued. We prefer to use the term reissue. $25 million T-bond, treasury bond. A 365-day bond. And the bond was oversubscribed.
Oversubscribed?
It was oversubscribed. And we got it at 2.75%, if I recall. And that is excellent. It means that we've been able to roll over $25 million at 2.75%. That's the interest rate that I would have to pay on that particular treasury bond. And usually, for a 365-day treasury bond, the interest rate is a lot higher. Imagine we rolled over a 91-day treasury bill, and what we got was 2% interest. So, the interest rate responds to person's perception of the risk involved. More risk, the higher the interest rate. Mm-hmm. Less risk, the lower the interest rate. So someone would feel, well, in 91 days, nothing can happen so seriously that is going to affect my money, you know. So there's not much risk, so you get a low interest rate. When you think longer term, they might say, 3 years, 2 years, boy, a hurricane could hit. You know, you can have some political disturbance. You can have something that can destabilize the economy.
So one would ask, when you say, oversubscribe, what do you mean for the ordinary
man? Well, when we went to the securities market, what we said is that, look, we need to reissue $25 million of treasury, of the treasury bill. It's a 365-day treasury bill. Anything under a year is a bill. And surprisingly, we had offers of close to, I think, $39.8 million. Meaning that, you know, there were so many investors out there that want, there was much more than we were asking for. So it gives a sense of the appetite of investors' appetite for your treasury bills, for your papers, as we say. It gives a sense of, you know, what people think. You know, they believe, well, look, hi, Grenada is doing good. Grenada is on a strong growth path. You know, all of the reports are coming out is good. And so you see more demand for your product, and which is good for us, because the more demand there is out there, then you have what is called, you know, more competitive bidding. And as a result, you tend to get that bill reissued at a lower interest rate.
So is this $25 million new debt? Is government borrowing again? When we say we're all borrowing, now do the structural adjustment. Is government borrowing again?
No, this is something that we have to get clear. In the most technical of senses, we can say, yes, it's a new debt. But at the same time, we would say no. Why? If you notice, I keep saying reissuance, rollover. This is a debt that is already on the books. We already had this debt on the books. By contractual arrangement of the bond, it's a 365-day bond, meaning that in 365 days, we need to redeem the bond. What we do, however, is within a 24-hour period, we pay the persons their money, we pay them back the value of their bond, we pay them their interest, and at the very same time, we ask, are you interested in coming back and investing with the country? And within that 24-hour period, you would normally have persons who are interested to up to the value of the bond. So in a 24-hour period, we paid the debt and we took it back at the same point in time. So within 24 hours. So what happens is that your debt numbers didn't move.
That's smart accounting.
Your debt numbers didn't move. You know, so yes, it's a new issuance. Mm-hmm. So you can say, yes, it's a new debt. But at the same point in time, your debt numbers didn't go above what it was 24 hours ago. You know, so then you say, that's why I say both yes and no. Right. You know, because sometimes people, when they hear that we go into the securities market and we, you know, we issue a bill or we reissue a bill or we roll over, they keep thinking that government is borrowing additional. So this is $25 million additional
on top of
what we already have. And we need to be very clear that is not what this is. This is about, this is about managing the stock of debt that you have. You know, and I mean, I can even go further. You have heard that well, we're doing so well. You know, we running surpluses. We have money. Why not just pay it off? No. In debt management, one has to be strategic. You really and truly need to plan what it is you're doing and how it is you're gonna go about doing it. If we have extra funds, yes, we can pay off some of our debts. But then the question is, which debt would you pay off first? Would you pay off the one you have at 2%? Or are you going to try and pay off one that you have at a higher cost, at 11%, at 7%, at 8%? You know, so we are reissuing here because it's cheaper. Mm-hmm. But there are other areas that we're targeting where we're going to bring down the debt and
pay off
where we can pay off. And it's not necessarily pay off all at one time. It's, you know, gradually. You choose strategically which are the ones that you service and you pay off. You know, so.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have heard that the IMF recently released its Article 4 report. What is that report about? And does it speak to the debt of Grenada?
Yes, the IMF on the 25th. Of this month released their findings from the Article 4 missions. Now, this Article 4 missions is a mission, a consultation that is done on a yearly basis with the IMF team. You would normally find representatives, it's usually led by the IMF. Mm-hmm. You would also find representatives from the World Bank. usually we would have other development partners along. So you would find a representative from CDB. You would find a representative from the ECCB. They come along and take part in the consultation. And they look at your overall performance. You know, so they would look at your management of you know, the government fiscal affairs. They will look at the management of debt, how you go about managing your debt. They would actually go out and speak with the private sector to get a sense of what is happening out there. They would speak to the banking sectors. They meet with the banks to get a sense of what is going on with the bank. And they look at the overall economy. They would speak with the ECCB to see, you know, what is happening between the banks and ECCB, what is happening between government and the ECCB, so that you can get an overall picture of what is happening in the economy. And they were here early on this month. Our own Mike Sylvester was part of that team. It was good to see him once again. And they've released the report, and it is heartwarming when you see the report, because the report speaks to the progress that we've made, mm-hmm. you know, over time. And it's been a long struggle. We went through the structural adjustment program. We all know, you know, the sacrifices that had to be made there. So when we're seeing the results of it happening now, it's you know, it feels good. You understand that the right decision was made. It was made at the right time, and we're seeing the benefits of it now. So that report is out. And the Article 4, yes, it spoke to the debt, and it referred to the fact that our debt to GDP ratio has gone down significantly. That the debt stock has gone down significantly. The debt stock went down not just because of debt management. You know, we had a debt restructuring done. And part of the terms of the debt restructuring was that if we successfully completed the structural adjustment program, then it meant that we would have gotten additional debt relief. So that happened.
So did you get?
Yes, we did.
What was the amount you got?
25% of, I think, our multilateral debts were actually forgiven. You know, so we got what is called a haircut. You know, the amount on the debt was actually reduced. So we saw a reduction in the debt stock, not just because of the haircut, but also because of the active management that we've taken. For example, we monitor what do you call the government guarantees, which is guarantees that government has given to statutory bodies, you know, as it relates to their debt. And with the new financial legislation, with the new PFM Act and so forth, we've taken stricter measures in monitoring the statutory bodies and monitoring how they service their debt and making certain that they service their debt on time. We took the position that no more guarantees would be given in the immediate future, because there's this whole process of restructuring some of the SOEs. Mm. You know, you would have heard Minister Bowen speak on in his cabinet debrief on gravel and concrete, and you know, the actions that they're trying to take there, and so. So the idea is that we monitor, we get the statutory bodies to report on a regular basis, you know, on a quarterly basis. We get all the debt information from them, their debts, you know, so that we have a look at it and see what's going on. Yeah, so the Article 4 report, you know, congratulated Grenada on the advances that they've made, on the progress that they've made. It still noted that the debt is high, because the debt is high. We have to be realistic.
What is our debt at the moment?
At the moment, our debt is just over 2 billion EC dollars. Wow. You know, so it's high. What is clear, however, is that we are managing it the way we are supposed to manage it. And let me take the opportunity to extend, you know, congratulations to the staff at the debt management unit. Prior to my joining the unit, they basically worked without a head, because we had the head at the time would have moved on. And so they spent a portion of time, you know, without that direct management from the head. And they were able to produce a medium-term debt strategy paper. They were able to do what we call a debt sustainability analysis. And it was really good to see that the report produced by the staff at that point in time coincides almost perfectly with the exact same analysis that was done by the IMF with the Article 4 consultation. So, you know, I want to extend congratulations. These persons have worked hard. they're young, you know, well-trained, and they are enthusiastic. And I, you know, I want to extend my congratulations to them and to encourage them to maintain that level of...
Well, let me also extend my congratulations to them on behalf of the country, because mm-hmm. they have been doing extremely well to get us to where we are, and to the debt management unit team. Thank you. Just quickly, government received some money to reduce debt. I think it's about $25 or $30 million. What is that all about?
Okay, so government would have recently accessed what is called a development policy loan, a DPL loan with CDB. And that loan, basically, you can use it to do almost anything with it. It's, if I remember, close to about 30 million US dollars, somewhere around that region. The interest rate is concessionary, below 2%. And I think we need to draw down on this loan, I believe, by the end of 2019, if I have all of the terms correct. And the debt unit actually did a presentation to cabinet as to how best to use some of those funds. Now it's a bit strange that the debt unit would take in front and go to cabinet and try to, you know, to implore to cabinet how to use these monies.
But it's strategic thinking,
because we have a strategy. The debt unit has a strategy, a 3-year strategy, as to how to bring the debt down to a certain level and manage the composition of this debt so that, you know, the servicing in the future is sustainable, that we can continue to assist in financing government activities. So we said to government, look, here we are, we have a loan that is less than 2%. It's large. It is not targeted to a specific project, or all of it is not targeted to a specific project at this point in time. Why don't we use some of that money to get rid of some of our higher costing loans? Mm-hmm. We have, you know, loans that might be there at 5%, you know, some of them might be small. You might have a 5 million here or 6 million here. We're getting close to about $70 million at 2% or less than 2%. Why don't we use that and replace some of the debts, the existing debts that we have?
Which makes sense.
In the longer term, it means that we would be paying less. Because in the repayment period, instead of paying 11% for an existing debt on government books, we exchange it and we pay 2% instead. You know, so we took in front and we went to cabinet and we did a presentation to them. And I'm very happy to say that cabinet looked very favorably upon our recommendations. And I was even happier when I saw Minister Bowen, you know, in his cabinet debriefing, speaking to that, you know, cabinet, you know, looked at that and they thought it made sense. And so, you know, a certain percentage of that will go towards, you know, meeting some of these suggestions that was made by the debt unit.
We're running out of time, but I have this question I want to put to you. If so, with all the debt still high, what can we do about it?
Well, at this point in time, the debt is high. So we have to manage, and we have to manage strategically. Mm. And with that, I say start with the debt unit. We have a new debt unit, restructured debt unit, with trained persons, adequately staffed with the skill sets to advise, to really and truly advise government on the existing debts, on any future borrowings that needs to take place. The staff has prepared a strategy, and they continue to monitor and update on that strategy. We have a new Public Debt Management Act that covers so many different grounds, and the debt unit wants to make certain that we operate within the boundaries of the law. For example, that act speaks throughout its entirety that there should be no borrowings, no debt-creating activities that should happen without the debt unit having advised on it. So before any loans are contracted, even in the negotiation stage, the debt unit should be involved so that they can advise accordingly.
Which is the way it should be.
Now, I'm not bashing government, not at all. The debt unit many years ago was not able to provide that kind of service. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't have the staff to do it. You know, we lack some of the training and so. But we recently, you know, in the period of the structural adjustment program, restructured the unit. We staffed the unit. The unit got specialized training, you know, from the ECCB with, I think, funding from Canada. You know, we actually had staff going out and seeing other debt units operating in other countries and seeing how they operate. And so the staff is ready. The debt unit is ready. And, you know, our advice is that, you know, let us work with the unit, you know, to get the advice. You really and truly need to have policy advice as we go along. Some people may not think about it. Even as we speak on concessionary loans and we're speaking about low interest loans, at the end of the day, we have to pay back. The payments we might be making now might be small, but 5 years from now, when all of these loans start, as we say, they start bunching, the payment starts bunching, you may find that 5 years from now, the payment is a lot higher than it was now. And nothing else has changed. It's simply how it has been programmed. So, you know, one of the things that debt unit would do is to look into the future and see how are these payments coming together. You know, 5 years from now, 7 years from now, 8 years from now, how are these payments coming together? So if I can tell you 10 years from now, this is what the debt payments are going to be. Mm-hmm. And the macroeconomic unit can do their projections and say, well, in 10 years from now, this is what we're going to be earning. And I see, well, look, we're really close, you know. Our ability to service these loans are going to be tight. Then we know in advising government that, look, any future loans that you take, the terms must be such that they don't have an impact.
Right.
You know, so, you know, that kind of advice, you know, and we're there and we're willing. We're ready to serve.
Well, you know, you could see that. You could see that the debt unit is laser focused mm-hmm. on making sure that we manage our debt and we get it right. And I want to congratulate you on your leadership and the Prime Minister and the work that you all have been doing to ensure that we are where we are. Because with those strategic decisions, we would not be where we are. And I want to thank you.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for coming, Gary.
Again, it's always a pleasure.
But it's always a joy talking with you and you sharing. And you're good at explaining things. That's what I love to talk with you. You're really, really good at that. Listeners, I've been talking to Mr. Kerry Pierre, the head of the Debt Management Unit within the Ministry of Finance. We're talking about the government debt and where we are and some of the decisions that have been taken. And we realize that government is doing extremely well because they're giving power to the debt management unit. And they have been exercising that and giving government guidance. And I want to thank them for the great work they have been doing. And thank you for listening. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. You've been listening to Inside Finance. I want to wish you a great day, a great week. And join us here next week. At the same time, we do it all over again right here on this station. And go to the website sgbcgrenada.com and also the government website. This program will be uploaded there. This has been a program of Inside Finance with Mr. Kerry Pierre, head of the Debt Management Unit within the Ministry of Finance. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.